Welcome to The Business Wilderness, a podcast focused on the world of entrepreneurs and the best practices they need to follow to navigate the complex world of business. We feature thought-provoking topics and industry experts on every show.
Welcome to The Business Wilderness. My name is Ahmed and I am your host. And today our guest is Mr. Ankit Jain, the founder of Pathloom. Ankit, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
Doing great, Ahmed. Thanks so much for having me. I'm really excited to talk with you today and share a little bit of insights of what's going on in Pathloom.
Most definitely, Ankit. So, Ankit, before we get into what you're currently working on and your day-to-day, let's get back in time when Ankit was a young man. Who was Ankit? Where is he from? What's his journey like?
Absolutely. So my name is Ankit. I'm an aerospace engineer originally. I finished my master's in Illinois, and I've actually then jumped into the new space startup ecosystem, working with a couple of early stage space startups. And that's where really my startup journey began. But I've been a lifelong traveler. I've been traveling to the Himalayas, going camping, hiking, backpacking, through hiking a lot. So that's what really kind of gets me excited about the outdoors and the travel space, and hence what I'm doing here with Pathloom as well. My background is primarily in tech, data, GIS, and the space side of things. And that's what I'm trying to bring as unique insights into how we're solving the problem in the context of the outdoors as well.
Fantastic. Let's talk about Pathloom. So it's been labeled as the all-in-one application to make outdoors discovery and trip planning easy for hikers, campers, and outdoor lovers. How did that all come together? I mean, what did you face in your life that inspired you to get into such a platform?
Yeah, so it was when I was actually planning for a backpacking trip to the Grand Canyon. And I realized that I had more than 50 plus tabs open on my browser. I had 8 different apps that I was using on my phone. And I had spent more than 20 to 30 hours in planning that trip. And I realized how cumbersome and time consuming the process of planning an outdoor trip is. And that's when the light bulb moment went off in my head of, why is the space so fragmented? Why are the user experiences so outdated? And the more I pondered upon that question and realized what others are doing in the space, I realized that we can actually use tech and data and a lot of my background to solve a lot of these problems in the context of the outdoors. And that's where really the inspiration for Pathloom came about. It brings together my culmination of startup experience from those early stage space startups that I work with, my tech, data, GIS background, but also my deep domain knowledge for the outdoors, as I've been planning for trips all my life, essentially, since my childhood, whether that's planning trips with my family of groups of 20 plus people, or planning trips of solo trips, such as the Tahoe Rim Trail, which I did last summer. So really, it's a culmination of all those things coming together is what inspired Pathloom for me.
Very nice. And basically, you've had really good uptake early. And even the platform that you've built out, and some of the numbers here are insane. Like, let's say, for example, you've got over 215,000 campsites and 45,000 trails across the US. How were you able to gather so many so quickly?
Yeah, so it actually came with quite a bit of grunt work. So we worked really hard for the past year to acquire many data sources, clean them, process them in the format that enables the best user experience for our consumers. And that is really where the journey became in terms of, hey, this is really a tech and data heavy play from that perspective of things. Now, the data comes in all different formats and all different sizes and shapes, and it's really hard work to process a lot of these data sets. And that's where we've spent a lot of our time as a team working with interns and other team members to really get us to a point where we are today. But we're only the tip of the iceberg. There's a lot further we have to go in terms of where we need to get the platform from the user experience perspective. And that's largely tied to the experiences that we can also offer to our users based on data that we have from that perspective. So we still have a ways to go, but we're really proud of where we are today for sure.
Well, so how does a individual who works at NASA as an aerospace engineer and a researcher, like, how does he swap that for the outdoors. I mean, what inspired that other than your love for travel and the problem? That's a huge move, right?
It is, absolutely. That's a very fair question. So to give you an example, some of the research that I did and some of the projects that I worked on involved working with large-scale NASA data sets and USGS data sets for helping mission planners plan missions to the moon or for figuring out how a spacecraft should enter the atmosphere of Mars. And these are unique insights that currently don't exist in the outdoor recreation industry. And hence, really, when that light bulb moment went off, I realized that there is a unique way to solve this problem from really a tech and data heavy perspective, which others are not thinking of. Traditionally, the space has largely relied on crowdsourcing. And that's where essentially, you know, the traditional kind of method is for any app in the outdoor activity space, versus what we're doing is really coming at it from a tech heavy philosophy. And that insight is what enabled me to just start diving deeper into this problem and exploring it further and doing more market analysis and doing more interviews with potential users and seeing what are some of the biggest pain points they had. And the more I talked and the more I explored with others, it really kind of became evident to me that there is a strong market opportunity here. And I am the right person to solve this problem. And hence I realized that, you know, that the point that I'm in my life, this is the right time and the right opportunity to do something like this. And that's why I dove into starting Pathloom. But my passion for space still lies and engineering still lies. And I eventually hope to do something else in that space as well.
Wow. That is amazing. Anki, let's talk about the adoption of your platform early. How have you guys seen that happen? I mean, have people been receptive? Have people been not so receptive? Talk to me a bit about that.
Yeah, of course. So from the get-go, like I mentioned, I've been talking to a lot of users. And the way I reached out is initially starting off with my own network, talking to my friends who rely mostly on me to plan these kind of trips for them, but also then expanding out to reaching out to more, you know, folks in social media groups, such as Facebook groups on backpacking and hiking enthusiasts and other kinds of groups as such. And that's where initially we were able to target or talk to a bunch of folks in that space and kind of really understand what are some of the most universal kind of pain points that different users have. And when I say different users, I mean, for example, backpacker might have different needs than a car camper who might have a different need than a day hiker, really. So that's where we kind of started our journey, is that exploration and really identifying the pain points and the experiences that are most crucial for us going forward. And from that perspective is where we gained our concept of that we really need to build up the community from a grassroots level. And we started off doing a lot of social media campaigns. We engaged in various online forums and groups such as Facebook groups, et cetera. We additionally also optimized our website and put out two blogs per week. We also have YouTube content that we put out videos from many of our trips. So really that is how we started engaging the community early on from the grassroots level. And we've seen some success in that organic traffic that we received in terms of the early adopters, essentially the folks who have and share that pain point and understand the messaging. From the platform itself, we went into early beta testing. And since then we're still in beta testing. And the reason for that is we're iterating our processes and our user experiences. And we've significantly even changed the user experience in the various iterations that we had from the initial early prototype that we launched. And that's where we're continuously adding more folks into our beta cohorts, getting feedback and really optimizing that experience for making the app to go fully live early next year from that perspective.
Fantastic. What are the biggest trends and patterns that you've seen so far on this journey of yours?
So there isn't a better time, or there hasn't been a better time to do what we're doing at Pathloom than today.
Why?
Before COVID, essentially, there was a emerging market with newcomers largely becoming younger generations. More women are participating and spending in the space in record numbers, and more diverse ethnic groups such as African American, Latino, Hispanic, and Asian communities are spending time recreating outdoors more than ever. However, during COVID and going forward, there's been a surge in demand for outdoor recreation. In fact, according to a recent OIA, or Outdoor Industry Association survey, it was indicated that almost 80% of Americans went outdoors in some form or the other through this pandemic. And one third of these were newcomers. So this really is an exciting time in the outdoor recreation industry as so many newcomers are coming in and often wouldn't even know where to start their trip planning process because of how convoluted and fragmented that experience is. Additionally, when you think about the stickiness, it's not that once somebody tries out camping during COVID, after COVID, it's going to go away. In fact, according to KOA surveys, it's indicated that majority of first-time campers are likely to go camping again for a second and third time. So there is stickiness for all the newcomers who come into this industry as well. And this space is going to continue to see a boom as we go past COVID as well. So like I said, there hasn't been a more exciting time to do what we're doing with Pathloom and solve the problems that we're trying to solve with
Pathloom. Awesome. Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. Everybody's moving out onto bigger properties and everybody wants to be spending more time with nature. That's one thing that COVID's basically done.
Exactly.
What does the future look like for Pathloom?
Yeah. So in the next couple of years, we really envision strong adoption of our application, not only from the mobile and web experience, but also from the native mobile experience, which will have offline features for navigation during when somebody's on their trip itself. We envision Pathloom to be at every step of your journey in your discovery, planning, and going to the trip itself process, and for you to come back and relive those memories. We want to enable a simple, intuitive infrastructure that's very powerful and gives you the features that you need to really navigate across the various phases of your trips, whether that be a camping trip, whether that be a hiking trip, whether that be a backpacking trip or something more. We here at Pathloom really want to enable more people to get outdoors more often, especially with the rise of demand that we're seeing in this industry, to be able to get out safer and with a peace of mind as well.
Amazing. So you mentioned you love the outdoors and you've been on a few trips and journeys. So talk to me about one day as you were out there, did you ever have any significant moments during your journeys that have really impacted your life? Because I know from myself, when I'm away, I'm constantly thinking really deeply and thinking really creatively, if that makes sense, because there's no pressures. Your phone's off. You got nature in front of you. Everything around you is at peace. Have you ever felt that?
Absolutely. I love that you said that. I mean, I would say almost every trip that I go on in the outdoors has offered me an opportunity to reflect. And especially when I do solo trips versus trips with friends or family, they all have different meanings and experiences for me. When I do a lot of solo trips, I often have that time that you're talking about to critically think and reflect. It's a great opportunity to disconnect from everything and take a step back and really look at what's going on. What are my objectives? Where do I want to be? And am I on the right path to achieve these objectives? I can't say how much that has impacted my life in a positive way and how much it enables me to just take a pause every now and then and really reflect on where the next few months are going and how I want to go about it. And that really has enabled me to modify my life in various ways and adapt to different things, learn new things, but also increase my self-confidence when I go out into nature and do backcountry exploration. I've encountered bears along trails, right? When I'm on the trail by myself. That all that really preps you up in a way that no other opportunity can do. And that's why I love the outdoors so much.
Absolutely, man. And I couldn't agree with you more. And the fact you guys are making that whole journey so much easier is absolutely amazing. It's fantastic. Moving on, what would you say are some tips and advice? Because I love the fact that you've worked with data sets and you've used that to your advantage. Not many entrepreneurs or tech founders actually understand that. Can you give us a bit of insight on that as you're giving other founders tips and advice on how to do things like that?
Absolutely. I mean, the journey has been full of up and downs. I mean, that's a fact. However, it's been a really fruitful and rewarding and challenging journey. And I think that's what makes me so excited to do what I'm doing. It really requires a lot of resiliency, because oftentimes you find yourself in a corner alone for times and you're trying to figure it out. And oftentimes you're overwhelmed with so many things going on. And I think really it's about staying ahead of the game and understanding what the next 3-year plan looks like and what are those milestones that are going to get you to those next 3 years, the bigger objective, and how can I break it up into smaller puzzles on basically how can I break it up to almost like a weekly basis, a daily basis, right? And what I need to achieve in these kind of different milestones to get to where I'm going. From a data perspective and tech side of things, never underestimate software and data. No matter how many projects I've been involved in, it almost seems to, there's always software and data issues with any tech-related project, and there always seems to be some creep from a tech debt perspective, from that perspective. So adding an additional buffer is always a good idea when you're working with tech and data set side of things, but reasonably also keeping yourself self-ambitious, right? And not getting too comfortable, because then things really slow down and you're not operating at the pace that you really need to achieve those milestones that you've set out for yourself. So I think getting ahead of the curve and having an idea of where you want to go and how you're going to get there, and adding buffers and understanding the resources that you may need and what stages you might need to, you know, involve additional stakeholders, such as maybe additional external capital, whether it might be certain partnerships, et cetera. Having all that kind of high level mapped out has really helped me, at least along my journey. And strategizing with advisors, that's been really useful for me as well. I have a rock solid team of advisors who are super supportive. I engage with them on a weekly, bi-weekly, and monthly basis. Forming an advisory team from the get-go, standing across product, engineering, tech, marketing, go-to-market, fundraising, et cetera, has really helped me to leverage the insights and expertise from my advisors in the strategic elements that what we're doing here at Pathroom and our decision making as well. And obviously building up a team, finding those right partners who are as passionate, as excited about solving a problem like you're doing, but also have the right logistical means to be involved in an early stage startup. I think that's key as well, and it's really helped me along my journey.
Awesome. Very, very important advice there. Very informative. Ankit, thank you very much. You've been absolutely amazing. Before we let you go, where can people get in touch with you or Pathroom online?
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Amit. So for Pathroom, you can go to our website at www.pathroom.com. That's PathLOOM.com. And to reach out to me, you can either find me on LinkedIn or you can email me at Ankit, A-N-K-I-T, at pathroom.com as well. I'm really looking forward to connecting with like-minded folks who are excited about the ways we're solving the problem in the outdoor recreation industry, and looking forward to, you know, talking with additional, you know, exciting folks as well. So thank you again so much, Amit, for the time. I really enjoyed the interview here today.
You're most welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Ankit Jain, the founder of Pathloom, thank you very much for joining me on the Business Wilderness.
Thank you, Amit. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Business Wilderness. Subscribe to our show for the latest episodes on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And for more information, check out our website at businesswilderness.com.